This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back here to start the second hour of the weekend edition. This is all devoted to politics, KER politics. My golf buddy and a close friend, Jeff Dice, suggested our next guest. I was asking Jeff about someone who would speak intelligently on the situation with Gorsuch, the remaining seat as of right now, anyway, on the Supreme Court. Did Trump make a mistake? Is he doing the right thing? Is Gorsuch qualified, et cetera, et cetera? I'll give you my personal opinion real quick. I think he's highly qualified. That's my opinion. Alan Mendelhoff, who's an attorney, he has been practicing law for a long time, and he said, and Jeff recommended him by saying, this man is the best that I know. Talk about Gorsuch, Alan, if you would.
Well, thank you very much, Al. Well, Gorsuch is definitely eminently qualified for this position. He's a graduate of Columbia University. He was Phi Beta Kappa. He went to Harvard Law School as a Truman Scholar. He went and got his doctorate at Oxford University as a Marshall Scholar. He studied under the Australian legal philosopher John Finnis, and he sort of has the resume that you would be looking for. There's really nothing in his resume that could be criticized by the left. And in fact, when Obama and Biden and Hillary and Chuck Schumer and Leahy and Feinstein were all voting for his confirmation when in 2006 when he was nominated to the 10th Circuit by George W. Bush, and he passed unanimously then on a voice vote. So apparently, they all thought he was eminently qualified, just over 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to say that I think what we have right now is we're having emotional, for lack of better terms, emotional responses. The left side of the aisle clearly got blasted in the election. There's no question about that. The American people, regardless of how you want to interpret election results, according to our rules and regulations, in the United States, you know, the right-hand side of the aisle definitely won. And I think it's just sour grapes in terms of doing this with Gorsuch. It's even, you know, stressing the fact that, you know, as Vice President Biden at one time was on record as saying, that's what we do. If we want a Supreme Court judge of perhaps a different philosophy in there, and we're able to stop that between now and when the next president, hopefully a Democrat, will get in, we're going to do that.
Well, I think the Democrats would make a huge mistake now if they tried to filibuster this nominee, mainly because he is so qualified, but also because once you force the Republicans to take that nuclear option and that's now on the table, well, then Donald Trump's next nominee, let's say Justice Kennedy steps down. He's 80. Let's say Ginsburg, who's 83, or Breyer, who's 78. Any one of these justices steps down. Well, then if all you need is a majority to confirm whoever Trump puts forth next, mm-hmm. you know, Trump's not going to care about picking someone who's just eminently qualified and, you know, fits all the boxes that Democrats are going to vote for, somebody that's clerked for the Supreme Court, went to the Ivy Leagues, did all these things. You know, he'll just pick, you know, he can pretty much pick whoever he wants. And so the Democrats would be foolish, in my view, to try to filibuster at this point. And just,
you know, yeah, and that's probably the way it's going to shake out, I would think. Now, having said that, I want to ask your opinion about something, and this is maybe swaying a little bit from legality, but I think you're really qualified to at least opine on this particular situation. Would you rather see a Supreme Court majority, wildly majority, let's say, conservative, as opposed to liberal, or would you rather see a balance?
Well, I personally, you know, it gets into how you define conservative and liberal, but I would prefer the court to lean to the right, let's say, primarily because this idea that the Constitution is a living, breathing document that evolves over time, and that justices can sort of, you know, amend it through their own interpretations is a bad one, because the Constitution itself protects a lot of liberties, in particular, you know, the Bill of Rights. And when you have justices that feel that they can revise it over time according to their own standards, then you're opening the door to enable them to to implement their own policy preferences, and those are getting more and more status as the years go by.
You know, I have to tell you, you bring up Kennedy, for example. That came across the news wires yesterday that he was strongly considering at this moment in time to retire. But I would have to say one thing about that. I agree with you about the importance of constitutionality in our country. There is absolutely no question, in my mind anyway, the Constitution really isn't a living, breathing document. And I can bring religion in on this just for a second, and everybody knows what my opinion is about that. I mean, the Bible, for example, the New Testament and the Old Testament, to say that one of those two documents is a living and breathing piece of work, I think, is a huge, huge mistake. And I draw the same analogy. I agree completely with you guys, and I agree completely with Hillsdale College when they say you got to take the Constitution very seriously.
Oh, I agree. I agree completely. And it's interesting that some of the criticisms of Gorsuch come from the left, from people like Schumer, who's saying he has serious concerns about Gorsuch because Gorsuch dodged answers about the constitutionality of what he called Trump's Muslim ban and and about other things. Well, Schumer, this is the same Schumer who just a few years ago on CNN told CNN that there are three branches of government, the House, the Senate, and the President. Well, of course, the House and Senate are both part of the legislative branch, but Schumer completely left off the judicial branch. So, you know, you've got a guy who can't even name the three branches of government criticizing Trump's nominee, Gorsuch, who's you know, a brilliant man. And, you know, there's a sort of desperation, I think, coming.
Oh, no, I agree 100%. I'm not particularly impressed with Schumer. I watch a lot of video with Schumer, and I'm not particularly impressed with that with him. But be that as it may, you mentioned that Gorsuch is a brilliant man, eminently qualified. We have about 2 minutes left here. I'd like you to do me a favor. Actually,
okay.
About 2.5 or 3 minutes. Tell me, summarize, if you would, why this man is qualified in the eyes of a fellow attorney.
In the eyes of a federal attorney?
No, fellow attorney, such as
yourself. Oh, a fellow attorney.
There you go.
Well, besides just having the experience and having worked for a major law firm, he's clerked for 2 Supreme Court justices. He clerked on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. He also holds views that are very sophisticated. So when he says that he's an originalist, rather than just saying, you know, I adhere to the original intent of the drafters, he means the original public meaning of the language. So there's a little bit of nuance to that jurisprudence. I think he is the best person we have as far as rolling back the administrative state and curbing bureaucratic excesses, in that he wants to oppose the Chevron doctrine, which comes out of this 1984 case.
Mm-hmm.
It holds basically that courts should defer to the agency decisions in the interpretation of statutes that those agencies are charged with interpreting. So before Chevron, Congress is primarily responsible for lawmaking, and agencies only dealt in policy if Congress expressly delegated them policymaking powers. But after Chevron, the court changed the nature of executive lawmaking and agency power. So after Chevron, agencies no longer sought a simple point estimate of statutory interpretation, but they developed their own broad interpretations that encompassed a more expansive range of agency policymaking discretion. So what Gorsuch has advocated is rolling back that deference and saying courts ought not to just allow these big federal agencies to be interpreters of the scope of their own powers, that if you let an agency do that, it's just going to keep expanding and keep growing. And I think that's one of the most important positions that Gorsuch has taken. And it's actually one that, who knows, under Donald Trump presidency, maybe the left will like that. Maybe the left will finally realize the problem with these federal agencies and their power. You know, when it's Donald Trump's administration and running, you know, say it's Pruitt running the EPA, you know, maybe the Democrats aren't going to like the power that the EPA has. And maybe they'll start realizing there's too much power in these agencies.
Well, I think what's going to happen, if you want an opinion, is I think over the next 4 years, Trump is going to be successful. I think government perhaps will be cut back. Only when I say cut back, I don't mean just willy-nilly. I mean cut back intelligently. And I think that the U.S. public, the American public, is going to realize that this is what we simply need it to do. And I think that it wouldn't surprise me a bit if the left side of the aisle got on that bandwagon shortly. Alan, always a pleasure to have you back soon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome back. You know, I think that this discussion that we just had about the constitutionality and the pros and cons of the gentleman who Donald Trump has slated to be the next Supreme Court judge was very, very interesting. That's going to really show just how powerful the Democrats are, whether or not this actually happens. I think right now, for lack of better terms, I think it's really somewhat up in the air, but we'll see what happens. Enjoy talking about that. However, having said that, something else I enjoy talking about And I've got Corey with me right now, a bit of a treat here on KER Politics. Corey, I want to talk about the concept of false news. You know, Bea brought up on the blog yesterday in response to a KER Politics editorial that I put up as a preview to the weekend show. He was very, very concerned, and he thinks that this Pizzagate situation in Washington, D.C. involving the Clintons with some overtones of pedophile actions, et cetera, et cetera. He's very concerned about that, and I think that that is a good example of false news that is more than just irresponsible journalism. That story was debunked very quickly after it came out. You can believe or not that that story is true or not true. God did give us free will, but I have to say, I simply cannot believe that the Clinton family would be involved in something like that. The allegations against them for actions in the past are pretty serious, but the fact of the matter is they still are allegations. The thing about the Pizzagate situation that really bothered me is you had a very reasonable human being who read that story, packed up his gun, and went down to Washington, D.C. to quote-unquote check it out. That is absolutely dangerous, and the press, I think, has to realize, Corey, that they have some very serious repercussions from their stories. Any comments?
I think right now with all this fake news that pops up pretty much every time I go on any social media source, just goes to show that I actually think this whole trend of reporting maybe false or not totally correct information has muddied the water so much that it has confused the average American. It's even confused me a lot of the time to the point where I just don't even want to read opinion pieces or even pieces that aren't stated as opinion pieces because you don't know what is true and what isn't true anymore. You can read these false news stories that do a very good job of presenting themselves as true and actual news that actually speak to people's emotions more than anything. And that's the biggest problem right now is that people are confused. There's a large population that's upset. And there's a large population that wants some sort of clarity, and they don't know where to go to get that clarity because you're either right or you're either left, and if you're one or the other, you don't agree with the other side. So right now, I think this fake news, whether it was the strategy of these news sources to muddy the water so much or not, I think they've succeeded to the point that people right now don't know who to believe, and that only makes them more uncertain and more question just what the world is going through.
Corey, I want to ask you a question in the area of something that you have a tremendous amount of expertise in, and that is accounting, financial issues, etc. Donald Trump is vowing that we're going to have some very large tax cuts right around the corner. Now, I have to tell you, my education really is not in accounting, but my education is in economics and finance, and I have to say I'm not really sure that I believe in the concept that tax cuts, major tax cuts, are going to help the economy grow. I can see in terms of tax cuts at a certain level making the economy grow, but not across the board. What are your comments on that?
Well, especially when it comes to corporate taxes, if they get cut, then the theory is that they will hire more people, they will spend more money on asset-generating assets or revenue-generating assets, but we don't know if that will actually happen. There are some cases in history where that has happened, but then there are also cases in history where that doesn't work. Plus, there's so much more that's going into this economic plan than just tax cuts. This deregulation goes hand in hand with it. The freeing up more money on U.S. soil, bringing that money back to the U.S. There is a lot at play here, more so than just tax cuts, but the initial boost that tax cuts can give businesses, it's almost like a bit of a sugar high because when they submit their taxes, they're not going to have to pay as much, and in some areas might not even have to pay anything depending on what he does with the tax rates. But then it lands on the shoulders of these businesses to start to invest their money rather than maybe buying back shares or hoarding cash, which seems to be a trend for a lot of the big businesses. Then it comes down to the mom and pop businesses, where are they just going to put that money in their pocket, or are they going to expand their business? And on the surface, it can definitely help the middle class by giving them some more money in their pocket to hopefully expand their business. But you are, again, putting a lot of faith in business owners and corporations around the U.S. to actually do this with their money.
Well, Corey, the question that I have really have about this, we're talking about trickle-down economics. And, again, I have done a fair amount of research into the concept. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, if you're talking about tax cuts for the middle class, okay, the people making, let's say in the United States today, when you have a working couple, a working household, I guess is a better way to put it, making somewhere in the neighborhood of, let's say, $80,000 to $125,000 a year, tax cuts in that area in terms of the trickle-down effect, I believe, would seriously work. But when you get into upper levels of income, specifically business taxes, corporate taxes, etc., it has been proven in the past that it simply doesn't work. Too much is left up to companies and individuals with a lot of money that perhaps have really no incentive to spend more and more and more. Comments on that from your expertise as a CA, chartered accountant?
Well, again, it's just tough to know what people and big corporations are going to do. And history has shown us, at least recently, that these larger corporations are not spending the money that they need to be to support a much faster growing economy. But a lot of that comes from their outlook on, I believe, the economic stance globally, as in we're in a slow growth environment. So why go blow your brains out spending all kinds of money when you can't take advantage, or when there isn't this growth for you to take advantage of and capitalize on? So it's a tough topic simply because trickle-down economics it's almost treated like a bad word in some groups, but whether it works is to be determined. I think you need to judge every time that this has been implemented separately, because right now we're in a very different economic environment. I don't know if it's going to work, but the one thing that we can say is that the current system wasn't working very well, so everybody wanted change, and this would be a change.
I think the change that in my mind makes the most sense is a simple fact of more spending on infrastructure. That would, I believe, increase taxes from the middle class. We learn from each other. What do you folks out there think?
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon.
Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing on with KER Politics. I have Daniel McAdams on the line with me right now. We're going to talk about a couple of things. Number one, the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity, along with the Mises Institute, is combining to do an event in Ron Paul's hometown in Texas. Let's talk about that first real quick, Dan.
Oh, that'd be great to talk about. Yeah, it's going to be in the spring, in on April 8th, down here in sunny Lake Jackson, Texas, and it'll be in symposium on the foreign policy, war and peace, the foreign policy of the Trump administration.
Hmm. Now, let me ask you this. In terms of logistics, how easy is it to travel into Lakeland, Texas? Lake Jackson.
Yeah, it's about 45, 50 minutes outside of the Hobby Airport in Houston. Mm-hmm. And if you fly into Bush, it's a little bit further. So we're down on the pretty close to the Gulf Coast, but it's a pretty easy drive. You know, the 288 goes straight down there, and it's a pretty easy drive to get down there.
45 minutes. Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Send us a link if you would, and we will definitely give as much exposure as we possibly can. By the way, those of you 300 or some odd folks who so far have read Jeff's article, actually that was not Jeff's article, that was an article written by Daniel McAdams. Big Al has a little bit of egg on his face for posting that as giving credit to Jeff when actually Daniel wrote it. But you guys are talking right now a lot about the Trump policy in the Middle East in terms of the drone strikes, about 150 here so far in his administration. Correct me if I'm wrong, Daniel, but I was under the impression, number one, that Trump was going to lay off a little bit on the Middle East initially anyway. I really had that impression. He's not doing that at all. He is very definitely, he's speaking very loudly, and he's carrying and using a very big stick. How do you feel about that? I think I know how you feel about it, but I'd like you to tell our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, he did, you know, on the campaign trail, he said he's going to bomb the you-know-what out of ISIS, and he's going to defeat ISIS forever. So it's not like he is completely outside the realm of what he was promising to do. But where our critique comes in is that he's doing the exact same things as the Obama administration did in hoping for different results. You know, he's the first one who says that Obama was not effective. His approach and strategy wasn't effective. So he's coming in and doing the same thing and just doing a lot more of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's not a recipe for success. You know, the drone, as I wrote in the piece, even his national security advisor, General Flynn,
right,
said a couple of years ago that drone strikes do more damage than good.
Of course they do.
And here he is on pace to, he's actually dropped more bombs in 3 weeks than Obama dropped in a month last year. So
fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, I'm reading a really interesting book right now that I highly recommend to anybody listening here. The book is called The Red Platoon, and it's a story of it's not even a firefight. It's a major battle that occurred in Afghanistan against Al-Qaeda by U.S. Army forces. And I have to say, the more you read books like that, the more you have to agree with former Congressman Paul in the sense that this is not the correct way, in my opinion, to defeat ISIS. I mean, I can absolutely understand going in and quote-unquote annihilating ISIS. I'm not saying I believe or I don't believe. I'm saying I can certainly understand that action. But I really wonder if it's not going to backfire. You look at some of the things that have happened over there that were written about in books by boots-on-the-ground soldiers. I mean, these guys are a very different breed of cat. And by that, I'm referring to the, and I use the word extremist Muslims. I really wonder if this is perhaps not the best idea. Let's talk about what your boss, Dr. Paul, thinks is the best idea, and what you think is the best idea.
Sure. Well, you know, the first thing, it's pretty easy. You have to look at incentives, and you have to look at motivations. And that's not, it's not rocket science. You ask the people who commit these attacks are very forthright. They'll say what is annoying them. They don't like the fact that the U.S. has been at war in the Middle East, since 1991,
mm-hmm.
We've been dropping bombs. They don't like that. So, you know, the answer is, why don't we stop doing that? Why don't we stop trying to remake the region in our own image? We got rid of all of the secular leaders. Of course, they were authoritarian. But, you know, guess what, Al? That's not unusual in this world. All leaders are authoritarian. But, you know, we went in and got rid of the authoritarians, and we left behind chaos or radical Islamic extremism. So the track record is terrible. The answer is simply, we've got to get out of there. We don't know how to fix it, even if we wanted to. So you just got to get out. It's not going to make a perfect world. We don't live in a utopia. This is not heaven. But it will certainly make it a lot easier and give them a lot less incentive to come attack us.
You know, the one comment I would have to make, and that is, I have nothing but the utmost respect for our soldiers who are over there. And, you know, it wasn't their decision necessarily as individuals to go over to Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever. But, you know, the courage that exists over there against almost insurmountable odds in some cases, you know, as you see when you read The Red Platoon, is absolutely a very, very large, large comment in favor of those guys. I want to switch subjects just a little bit. You were a election observer in Eastern Europe. You were an observer over there, and you were talking about some of the things that were attributable directly, that were wrong, that were attributable to George Soros. And my question is this: it's now pretty obvious that George Soros' son was one of the organizers behind the situation in Berkeley, which, in my opinion, was despicable. I mean, totally against free speech. What are your comments on that, and when is this thing going to end, or is it going to end?
Yeah, it's a difficult situation. You know, we were watching 20 years ago when George Soros was funding organizations over there that would destabilize governments and would prop up other people. He always was in line with U.S. foreign policy goals. If Washington was against a particular leader, he would fund an organization that would undermine that leader. So we almost joked that he was maybe with the CIA, because he was certainly doing the bidding of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. In the past, and we'd always thought at the time, you know, someday this is going to come to our shores. We're going to have someone, some deep pockets like Soros, who's going to, try to destabilize our system. And I think that's what we're seeing. And certainly he has the right to spend his money any way he wishes. But when he's spending it to support riots and the destruction of private property, and the suppression of speech, then, you know, I think that's a whole different ball of wax.
Well, when you look at what's going on in Berkeley right now, and quite frankly, when you look at what's going on in Seattle right now at some of the demonstrations, as was earlier in the week, this was brought out by the major news media, in the sense, and I would call CNBC to be major news media, that Republicans are actually, in this case, seriously fearing injury when they go into town hall meetings, when they go into situations, for example, like in Berkeley. And they now are utilizing law enforcement officers, number one, to protect them in the sense of showing them escape routes and explaining to them how you have to communicate with these people. I mean, I got to tell you, that's about as bad as it gets, Daniel.
It's pretty ironic that these people call themselves the anti-fascist group, but they actually are behaving just like the fascists, you know. I mean, it's they say, well, we have a right to protest on campus, and not all the protesters are violent. But I don't know about you, Al, but for me, I mean, I went to Berkeley, and when they had a speaker on campus that I disagreed with and didn't want to see, I just didn't go see him, you know. I didn't feel the need to shut him down. It's amazing that what the left has really morphed into, or certain parts of the left have morphed into a very frightening kind of fascism, I think.
We've got about 40, 50 seconds left here. I just want to ask you, as quickly as you can summarize this, how did that happen to Berkeley? How did Berkeley morph into that type of environment?
Well, it has to do with the cultural Marxism that you talk about a lot, and I know Glenn, our friend, talks about a lot. I mean, this is an ideology that shuts down any opposing viewpoints. It cannot tolerate debate. It cannot tolerate, just as economic Marxism could not tolerate any other economic systems, cultural Marxism is the same. It is extremely dangerous.
Oh, what a bad situation that this country is in. Having said that, everything is curable, and let's hope this one is cured. Right back with Glenn Downs. Always a pleasure, Daniel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics for this wonderful weekend that we have going. You know, we have virtually a civil war going on in our country right now. You look at some of the events that happened last week. You look at the outrage that Elizabeth Warren expressed at the confirmation hearing for Sessions. You look at some of the things that continue to go on in Berkeley. You look at the assistance that the Republican, many Republicans, are getting from law enforcement officers in terms of two things. Number one, counseling on how to stay safe. And number two, practical actions to take in order to stay safe. It's very, very frightening what's going on in the United States right now. I can give example upon example of how it affects Big Al, but that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about right now with Glenn Downs, probably our man from Washington, what we're talking about right now is exactly how this could pan out and what possibly can be done for people like you folks listening and people like Glenn and myself. You're on, bud.
Thanks, Big Al, once again for having me back. And, you know, you're exactly right that there is a civil war of sorts that has broken out in the country. It's been an increasing polarity between competing sets of ideas that that are mutually incompatible, where there are many, many, many more what economists refer to as multiple peak preference curves that have been popping up. The example of that going back in history would be sort of the Vietnam War, where you have you had a constituency to get out of Vietnam, you had a constituency for bombing Vietnam back to the Stone Age, but what the political system did was to produce something in the middle, which you just keep on doing what you've been doing until it just catastrophically failed. And that's we see that in all sorts of public policy ideas, some of which go into socialism or social type issues, abortion, prayer in school, those sorts of things. But then also increasingly, you know, you have economic promises that have been made that simply can't be kept.
Correct.
And so and more and more people know this. And they know there needs to be a change. So there's a giant constituency out there, way over 50% plus one, to enact change. But you can't get anything like 50% plus one for any particular change. So you just keep going until you do a Thelma and Louise kind of thing.
Yep.
And go over the cliff. And I think that's sort of where we are now. We're seeing manifestations of that, where you have people with radically different ideas about what needs to be done. But everybody thinks something needs to be done, but we kind of keep going with the status quo. And when you do begin to affect any change, going in this case, the election of Donald Trump and the potential for implementing some of the ideas that he talked about in this campaign, and you see a radical reaction on the other side, a left-wing fascism that is shutting down free speech, people fear for their safety, should they go into certain no-go zones. If you wore something like a Make America Great hat again, you're afraid you might get beaten up or worse. So, yeah, and I suspect, Big Al, this is going to get worse before it gets better.
You know, Glenn, I was going to ask you that question, and the idea that I have is I know people from both sides of the spectrum. Unfortunately, quite frankly, folks from the left side of the aisle right now, if that's their persuasion, I only have one friend who's even willing to talk to me right now. The rest of them just simply call me an idiot, call Trump a buffoon. They have no reasoning for it whatsoever. But be that as it may, what can people like you and I do to make things better? You know, on the one hand, the obvious answer to that is just reasonable discourse. Reasonable discourse today just does not seem to exist. Certainly it doesn't exist in Washington, D.C., and certainly doesn't exist in my neighborhood, Semiamo. There is no such thing as reasonable discourse. You're either with us or you're against us.
Well, I think you're right, first of all, about let's say, tone. Probably valid criticism of Mr. Trump, to whatever extent, is because he's developed the success that he's enjoyed in life has been because he's had a combative personality.
Uh-huh.
When somebody punches him in the nose, you know, he gets out a 2x4 and hits them in the head. And that's been his kind of New York, Manhattan, sharp elbows way of becoming a billionaire. So he's brought that to public life. And that probably has contributed to the increased level of sharp discourse. So, but in terms of you and I personally, I think we can probably try to, as we engage people, try to have a tone in our conversation that doesn't throw gasoline on a fire, but it doesn't mean you have to agree with the other people, but to the extent you do interact with them, you don't have to do it by essentially calling them an idiot or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, I think in terms of the broader body politic, you know, these trends in motion tend to stay in motion for a long time. And
yes,
as we discussed off mic, some of this, it's not just being fueled by, you know, people's bad manners. This rise of not just only Donald Trump, but then you had Bernie Sanders, you've got the Brexit vote, you've got a rise of anti-establishment candidates in Europe and around the world. There's something going on underneath it, and at least in part, that something going on is you've had this kind of neoliberal post-World War II economic consensus. This is beginning to break down, where the rise of globalism and the rise of supranational organizations and those sorts of accommodations that have been made that have benefited some people and may have made some aggregate numbers go up in terms of aggregate GDP and those kinds of things. But for the average person, they're not the typical person. They're no longer seeing, to the extent there were benefits to this globalization and loss of sovereignty, the existing programs that are not sustainable being propped up and those kinds of things. That's not working for the average person anymore. So people are getting, you know, they feel like they see the walls closing in on them and the floor underneath their feet opening up, and they're reacting. And so, to the extent, unless you'll change that underlying fundamental, you know, giving people good manners lessons is not going to make much of a difference. And I don't think that there's anything, everything from the left, you get somebody like, let's start from the right. Think about somebody like Hayek and this crack up boom, or Hyman Minsky, say, as an economist on the left, in the so-called Minsky moment, where there needs to be and there will be a flush out of all kinds of unsustainable things. And the whole system has worked here for a long time, and particularly since the financial crisis, to try to keep the existing status quo going at the expense of all kinds of other things, and it's just not working. So you've got this dollar store economy out there, and people sort of feeling like they've got something that they were promised or entitled to, whether it was a government program or a way of life that people just anticipated that they were going to live a standard of living that was as good as the ones their parents lived, and that's not working for a lot of people. And in some places, it's not working badly for a lot of people, and it's coming up. So I think what people like you and I and listeners to the KE Political Report need to concentrate on are if this is the way the tide is going, at least contemplate that, the prospect that if this is the way the tide is going, how do we do things not to try to change the tide, but to try to shelter ourselves from the tide? And the one thing I think it's going to be more and more advisable to stay away from these mass gatherings. Whether
no question. Absolutely no question about that. You got to look out for yourself. Glenn, we've got about a minute left here. I just want to bring up a couple of things that I think are very important. One of those things is the fact, purely and simply, that the left seems to be ignoring a couple of headlines that I saw this past week. One of them was Donald Trump was purely and simply given an award for helping out the African-American teenage community in England. That award, in New York. That award was presented by none other than Muhammad Ali and Rosa Parks. Picture, et cetera, et cetera. It happened. The other thing I want to mention is a friend of mine sent me an interesting story, a bit of a biography on Melania Trump. And the fact of the matter is you have a woman here who, by her own actions, her past actions, not what somebody said, no opinions, past actions is a very, very, for lack of better terms, compassionate person and a very, very self-made person. So that's some of the bad press that our president is getting. Mr. Downs, always a pleasure. Thanks.
We certainly hope you enjoyed the weekend show. It's been really a lot of fun putting it together. Corey is out of town for the next two weeks. So Big Al and Chris Temple are going to be handling the reins. You know, the one comment I want to make in closing here is purely and simply, come on, as Rodney King said, let's just try to get along.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.